couples, love, or sex. On this journey, the bride and groom must choose between two roads with very different consequences: courtship with sex or without it. But is sexuality by any chance bad? It is worth clarifying it. Marriage, roses and thorns. In this exciting journey, the spouses will find roses and thorns. If they give up at the first prick, the aroma is lost. But can we avoid the love wilting as the petals of a rose? Wedding, sacrament, and party. Can the spouses keep loving each other forever? Yes, because in the Catholic wedding, hidden behind the rites and ornaments, something mysterious occurs. To find out, let's go again through a wedding ceremony. Marital love and paternity. And this well-lived sexuality is not only a spring of love, but a source of human lives. The question is, how many lives? Have we considered how much is a life worth? What value do we give to a child? How to overcome difficulties. We have argued. We have forgiven each other. We understand each other. We shall not return to the old ways. We strive for better. Effort? Today that word hits, but not to good athletes. What we teach our children. Okay, values, or better yet, virtues to be happy. But how to transmit those values to children? Will I know how to educate my kids? Don't they learn alone on the internet? Wouldn't it be better to let the state educate them, as some advocate